Yeah, it's still an experiment, literally.
So I think we made our point as far as that's concerned.
Yes.
But
that's right.
So I guess in our next break, we're just going to talk about the FOIA request I made to the CDC. I'm going to read it in its entirety, uninterrupted, and I'm going to let Chris give his opinion, and that's going to be the next
hour. And we're
going
to take Alan after the break. Please hold, Alan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
People may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the second hour of the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. You can find my work, as always, until they remove me off of BitChute. BitChute.com/TheFreedomMinistry. And it looks like I'm also blocked all over Europe and parts of Africa and other places, too. So, Middle East and whatnot. But you can still watch my stuff in America, or just get a VPN. Get a virtual private network. You can get free ones that work, and you can watch me even if you're in the United Kingdom or Germany or wherever. But I do want to take, and also for those who are just tuning in, I have a guest, Millennial Mikey. He is on the show with us and all the past hour if you've been listening. I just want to take the next caller who was waiting patiently, then dropped off, then came back in. So I want to hear from him. Alan from Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris and Mikey. Yeah, I'm calling on the 800 number. I didn't know how long that clip was going to be, and I don't want to burn minutes. But obey, comply, you will be assimilated. Yeah, you guys understand what's going on very well. Mikey, I love your passion. You weren't taking over the show. You just got passion, man.
Thank you very much, Alan.
And, what I really started to call about was what you were talking about at first, about, you know, seeing things firsthand. You know, you saw the lady, you know, doing the jitterbug on the ground right after she got her vaccine. You know, I've got a fairly decent scientific background. My personal experience, you know, I've actually played with electron microscopes and, you know, various things like that, did some of that cell molecular biology stuff. And, but I don't mm-hmm. have access to that crap anymore. But, you know, a while back, I don't even have the internet, so I haven't seen the videos of, you know, the magnets sticking to people or spoons or whatever. But now I found out my mother had gotten the vaccine, and I do have magnets around here because I do Tesla stuff and build little motors and stuff. And so I just popped in and didn't know what to expect. But when the magnet stuck to my mother's arm, really freaked me out, guys. Still freaks me out. I know enough physiology that a magnet ain't supposed to stick anywhere on your body unless maybe you've got some low-grade steel pins in your in a joint or something. But no, personal experience. You know, I actually did it myself and then confirmed it two more times on the way back out to my ranch by a couple other people that I knew probably had vaccines. And yeah, but my mom really kind of freaked me out. You know, for one thing, she didn't listen to anything I have to say. I'm this stupid, you know, freak of the family, like a lot of us are, I guess. But I confirmed it for myself, Mikey. I like that you started out saying, you know, a lot of this stuff we can speculate on. A lot, you know, I've got a good scientific background. A lot of, you know, I don't know what it was, the graphene oxide. I've heard nanoferrites, you know, different stuff that could be causing this effect. I can speculate on certain parts of it, but I know that a magnet stuck to my mother's arm at the injection site. So, you know, personal experience.
There you go.
Yes, the one thing I can believe.
Right.
I know it's not supposed to happen.
Well, yeah. Alan, I want to give you something, just some advice. First of all, I know how you feel, number one, because I have family members, including my mom and dad. They took the shot, too. So, you know, I'm, of course, not happy about that. Now, regarding the graphene oxide, I can tell you about something I learned, something called, Chris, I told you about this sometime earlier in the week, called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC for short. Now, apparently, I was doing some research, and there's this group, independent research group called La Quinta Columna, or the Fifth Column, and they found out that the graphene oxide was in these shots, these experimental mRNA genetic modifications. So they were saying that NAC or N-acetylcysteine degrades graphene oxide. So I can't confirm that that's going to be 100% effective. However, I figured that, you know, for the sake of your mother or anybody out there, because I'm pretty sure all of us listening have one person we know that's taken this shot, like make sure, especially if you find out they're magnetic, make sure they get themselves some NAC. And then give it maybe about a week or two, and then try to test the magnet out. If it does not stick, then it might turn. Then it turns out that the NAC was effective enough to degrade and detox the graphene oxide. So, like I said, give it a shot. Let your mom know. Maybe you can get it for her and just be like, "Here, just start taking this," and then revisit it in a week. And if it turns out it works, call in and let us know.
Well, you know, Mikey, that's one of the hard things. You know, my mother's known me my whole life, and I have tried to talk with her about this, about nutritional supplementation to take care of, you know, she's 90 years old. You know, things are starting to just come apart naturally, but she's still fairly healthy. But she, you know, they wouldn't listen to me before. She does the medical thing, even though I sat in the doctor's office with her, guys. Well, she wrenched her back. She'd never really hurt herself before in her whole life. Mm-hmm. She wrenched her back.
Mm-hmm.
We went in. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor's office with her. The doctor walked in, looked at his clipboard, and said, "Well, Mrs. Blau, are you still taking the medication we prescribed for you?" And she said, "Yes." And he goes, "Okay, I'll see you next time." And I looked at my mother, and I said, "Do either of y'all realize that, Mom, I asked you more about your condition on the way over here, on the car trip over here, than he just walked in and asked if you were still taking the prescription, you know, which is a painkiller."
Nuts.
You know, I said, "Does it hurt when you twist a certain way, or when you stand there, you know, or when you bend over?" And, you know, he didn't ask anything. He just said, "Cha-ching, cha-ching, next." So, yes, we understand what we're up against, guys. I'll let you get on with your show. Great show. You know, well, I think we're on the same level. It's frustrating, guys. It's very frustrating.
Yes.
Right, no, I hear you.
Yes,
but, you know, we appreciate the call, and I really hope everything works out with your mother. I really mean that.
Well, you know, that'll remain to be seen. It's, you know, who knows, the future isn't real rosy, you know, as far as I can see. Mikey, you kind of talked about ultimately what we can't say, but we ultimately know what's going to happen. You know, it's not going to be, I don't want it, no one else wants it, but they ain't going to just go away and say, "Here's all your stuff back. You know, we're sorry, we didn't know you didn't like what we were doing." So, good show, guys.
Good
luck with
that. All right, take care, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. God bless.
But, Alan makes a very good point. So Alan nailed it. He said, "Look, he's like I said, basically what other people don't want to say." But he also makes a good point. Like, "Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to try to enslave you and kill all of you. But here is all your stuff." No,
Now that you're serious before, and you've actually taken up arms, we're going to give you all your stuff back, and we're just going to be nice now. Let's play nice. No, it doesn't work like.
And I wouldn't even believe them. I wouldn't even believe them if they even did give us all our stuff back. Like, oh, yeah, here's all your stuff back. And we're probably going to try and take it another way. But for now, we're going to abort mission.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just that's a pipe dream at this point.
Right. How about the native indigenous, Indian population in America? How are those treaties working for you guys? Your land, right? You going to believe
that's a
these
good question.
Guys?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Never.
All they do is lie. Everything they compound one lie on top of another, and it just keeps going. So, I mean, I hope that Alan does try to at least look into the NAC, because I talk to people quite a bit, and I tell them, especially if they took the shot, I was like, get yourself some NAC, because apparently this could dissolve or detox the graphene oxide. And that might stop the magnetism.
Yes.
But like I said, I'm not a doctor. Maybe I should have threw that out to start. I'm not a doctor. All I am is a concerned American trying to give other concerned Americans advice and what they can use. But there's other things like things with cerumen in it, like pine needle tea, nebulized peroxide. Dr. Joseph Mercola had a lot of information on this, but he was recently threatened by Big Pharma, so he had to take a lot of that stuff down. So luckily, I archived some of that stuff. So again, Mikey the Millennial at ProtonMail.com, I can send you what I have. I didn't get all of it because I got introduced to Mercola a little later on in life, so I didn't get everything. But I tried to get at least the most important stuff. But so Mikey the Millennial at ProtonMail.com if you want that information.
There you go, folks. So you can contact, obviously, my guest. He's very, very proactive. He knows his stuff. He's passionate, as you can tell, as am I. I've been at this a long time. Apparently, he hasn't been at it as long as I, but that's all right. You know, he's got more gas to burn. he's got a fuller tank, so it's great. But I do want to take just the next caller, keep things rolling here. We got Jeremy Holding in Jacksonville, line 5. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got two scenarios I want to predictions I want to make for Afghanistan, theories I've got. One is that they purposely stranded the American civilians in Afghanistan for the purpose to allow the Chinese to come in and be the heroes. Negotiate their release.
I like that one.
All right, that's one idea.
Okay.
So everything in the media and movies and everything is always don't insult the Chinese. Chinese always have to look good. So I'm thinking that China is going to work with the Taliban and take over. And by the way, let's not forget that Joe Biden made. When he drove that F-150, that electric F-150, shortly after that, he signed that all cars have to be electric in the United States by a certain year. I can't remember what it was, but so he instituted mandatory electric cars, and then he gave up the biggest lithium deposit, one of the biggest lithium deposits in the world, to make them. And so now China's in there going to grab them. So in order to make this palatable, this arrangement for the world, we got to make China to look like the heroes. So they're going to rescue.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing that they just crank up ISIS out of nowhere. You know, ISIS was like it reminds me of in a story, Animal Farm. There was a character in there called Snowball, that was an early. You remember Snowball, the character? He was the early antagonist. And then eventually, they just kept the rumors of him being around to keep everybody in fear,
Yeah, his legacy,
his
legend.
Right. So my other theory is this is almost more biblical, but or it kind of relates to a biblical part. Do you think that maybe everybody else has failed going into Afghanistan? Nobody can get the goods out of them, so. We have supplied the Taliban to eventually fight the China, by China when they try to roll in there? I don't know. Yeah. Just another thought.
Yeah.
Somebody proposed to me at work that this was a setup to get the Chinese, to get the China bogged down in Afghanistan like everybody else was. You know, it brought down two superpowers, and now we're going to try to bring down China. And this time, though, we armed them with, Blackhawks and all this kind of stuff. And there's a Bible scripture where it talks about where the Euphrates dry up and the kings of the east roll in, and makes me think that maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. That's just a theory. You know, I'm a theory guy. I come up with a bunch of theories and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Can't help but listen to those like yours and not come up with them.
Like, and I never thought the Chinese, though. Like, when you brought that up, I was like, I didn't think about that. But now that you brought it up, it's something to consider. I never really thought about the Chinese. So, like, good on you for bringing that up. It's something I should probably look into deeper. But I don't know how you feel about it, Chris.
Well, that is the largest military might in the world, okay, guys? It just is. It's the biggest military in the world. No one today, mainstream or otherwise, would try to refute me on that. They are the largest military. So with that said...
Maybe not the best, but they're the largest.
Exactly. Sure. We can argue, you know, how good they are and what technologies they have, et cetera, all day long. But they are the largest, okay? And they have a huge population, of course, to back that. And that's why they're the largest. Part of the reason, obviously. But everything you said is based in fact, based in reality. And not only that, it lines up with their shadow plans, their real agenda, if you will, for the Belt and Road. And if my listeners are not familiar, I apologize. I haven't spoken about it in a while, but I used to go on and on about it all day long on BitChute, at least with videos. The Belt and Road Initiative is an economic, socioeconomic plan that basically has the big key players involved being China, Russia, and Israel, with basically Turkey and India playing auxiliary parts as well, because the trade routes happen to go through, you know, their respective geographical regions. So, you know, they have to be involved if they don't want to make too many waves and do everything covertly, even from their partners, you know, because it's going to be covert to us. I'm telling you that much. I've been, you know, researching this for a long time, and it's not everyday common knowledge. And the big, big, big red flag about the Belt and Road Initiative is the absence of America, guys. We're not involved. Okay? So, yes, the demise of our nation is intentional, and it is it's on purpose. I mean, it's not happenstance. They've been at this for a while, and if it feels like your government, your politician, your governor, your mayor, or whoever, any of these elected puppets, if you feel like, hey, why do they have this love of China, all things China, right? Or not even just China. What if they just have a love for Israel or Russia? You know these people. You know these talking heads. You know these politicians. And they all play their role. Those are the big three, guys. Keep that in mind. I'm not kidding you. So there's going to be people with, you know, Russian-leaning ideology. There's going to be those politicians with the Chinese-leaning ideology, and there's going to be those with the Israeli or Jewish Zionist ideology. And that's almost everybody. But you're not going to see many pro-American nationalist politics, because the plan is to destroy the fabric of our nation. And it's sad, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah, no.
COVID has a big part to play.
And you're absolutely right about that, because wasn't it Benjamin Netanyahu who said that we're going to squeeze America for everything they got, and when we don't need them anymore, we're just going to let them blow away in the wind? And I'm paraphrasing, but I'm pretty sure that's how the quote, for the most part, was like. But it definitely talked about
100%.
Squeezing us
and
then releasing us and letting us die when we're done.
Yep.
Yeah, the quote in the Bible quote different.
Jeremy, hold over. Don't go anywhere if you'd like. We'd love to talk more after the break. Don't go anywhere, guys. Be right back.
Without permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
I love that part. Shut up. And that's how it is today. You know, it's just like that. That's real. That's not dystopian. That's our reality. If you are not agreeing with what is being said, they prefer you shut up, or they're going to find a reason to shut you up.
Indeed.
And it's just sad. But of course, we are the Freedom Ministry. That's the radio show you're listening to. If you just tuned in to RBN. And please, if you have some spare change or you're, you know, financially well, you're doing all right, you know, God bless you if that's the case and he's blessed you, please, you know, share the wealth, help out, donate to RBN. It's truth like this that needs to be said, needs to be espoused, and it's great that we have an actual radio show syndicated across the country where we can talk like this. So please help if you can. You can see my work at bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry, of course, free of charge. Listening to this show, free of charge. Millennial Mikey does a lot of work at millennialmikey.net. You can, of course, email him. And we have a caller actually still on the line, bringing up great things, prophecy, and just analyzing the future based on what these sickos are doing and have done forever, for a long time. And he's making a lot of sense. So I'd like to keep you on if you'd like, Jeremy. And with that said, Mikey, if you want to, you know, start talking about this FOIA request, maybe Jeremy has some ideas on it as well.
Okay, absolutely. So, as I said, I received the response to my FOIA request on August 13th of this year. So I'm just going to read this in its full entirety.
And what was the FOIA request for our audience?
I basically wanted them to show me proof that they isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Basically, that's what, I basically asked them. And then what I did in the request is I even told them, like, this is exactly how what I want to know. I want to know if you isolated, purified it, and visualized it. So with that said, I'm going to read this outright, uncensored, uninterrupted, and then you and our caller can comment as he fit. And then I also have another point I want to bring across. Okay, so here we go.
Yes.
For administrative convenience and to fully respond to your request, program staff have provided the following information below with corresponding web links. The responses below address the isolation of the virus from the diseased host, which requires growth in cell culture. Viruses do not replicate outside of a host or in a pure culture devoid of other cells. Koch's postulates were formed prior to the identification of viruses as the causative agents of some diseases and also predate modern microbiological techniques, including the ability to isolate viruses from hosts. As such, Koch's postulates have limitations when evaluating viruses and do not adequately account for the way viruses are isolated and propagated, given that viruses are obligate intracellular parasites. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus that causes coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. Active infection with SARS-CoV-2 is detected by diagnostic tests. Currently, there are two types of diagnostic tests: molecular tests that detect the virus's genetic material and antigen tests that detect specific proteins on the surface of the virus. For current data showing the total number of SARS-CoV-2 positive cases and deaths, visit the CDC COVID-19 data tracker, which shows cases and deaths in the United States broken down by state and county, daily trends in the number of cases by state, and other parameters. Evidence of SARS-CoV-2 infection can be found in a study entitled Pathology and Pathogenesis of SARS-CoV-2 Associated with Fatal Coronavirus Disease, which includes electron microscopy images of SARS-CoV-2 in infected lung and upper airway tissues, as well as staining of lung and upper airway tissues using an antibody against SARS-CoV-2. The specimens analyzed in this study were from patients with common signs and symptoms associated with COVID-19, including fever, cough, and shortness of breath. All patients had abnormal findings on chest radiographs. There are other similar studies publicly available online. To aid in locating other related studies, please see the articles suggested in the similar articles and cited by section of the manuscript's PubMed entry. The SARS-CoV-2 virus may be isolated from human clinical specimens by culturing in cells. In January 2020, CDC isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus from a clinical specimen from the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the United States. There are other similar studies published describing the isolation and characterization of SARS-CoV-2 from human clinical specimens. Okay, so like that's basically the main part, but when we come back, we can get your opinion on it.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Without permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
It is 3:33 p.m. Always with the numbers. but we're back from the break, and thank you so much if you're still there, Jeremy.
I'm here.
Good. This is still the Freedom Ministry. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer, and I have a guest, Millennial Mikey, on the show as well. And we just covered his FOIA request to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and this is their incredulous reply, if I may say. What is your take on the reply, Jeremy?
Only thing I can say is that they are not going to, they are not going to give you the full breakdown of what's in that virus, because it's obviously a weapon, and they're part of it. And it was most likely, what a lot of people think, that it was created in our own military labs and then moved to China through one way or another and then released back into our society. So they're not going to give you anything.
yeah.
So
everybody's in cahoots with this because they're all looking at a great reset and a Green New Deal and all kind of other things colliding all at once. So they're not going to give you anything that's going to really pinpoint the origin or the validity of that. Now, I actually think it is a real virus, but I think it was a bioweapon. Not like Go ahead.
No, sorry for interrupting. I was just going to interject that, I don't agree with you there, but, you know, you're entitled to that, obviously. That's free discourse and individual thinking, and that's freedom.
But, Jeremy, the reason why, I'll tell you why, and respectfully, I have to disagree too, Jeremy, but I'll give you the reason why. Chris referred me to a documentary just today called COVID-19 Does Not Exist. It's on, you can find it on BitChute. It's, I can't remember the guy's name. Oh, Saint Murad. So it's Saint M-U-R-A-D. He's on BitChute. I'm only 2 hours in, but he talked about how the bioweapon explanation is actually not accurate as well, and for two reasons. First of all, the logical reason is how would they control it, and what if it spreads more than they want? And then it's kind of like similar to nuclear weapons. So what I mean by that is an example he gave was that Iran would love to nuke Israel, but they won't do it because they know they'd be paying a heavy price from the media and the rest of the world. So that's the logical dispute. Now, the scientific dispute is that viruses actually don't spread and are not contagious. So this goes back to only one reason or one explanation, and that COVID-19 does not exist. And hold on, if you give me 1 second, I will. There was a comparison between, and it came from the CDC, ironically. It was called, it was a document called the CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panels from July 13, 2020. Now, there's two versions of this. There's an unedited original version and an edited version.
I have it.
So I'm going to... I actually don't have the original version because I have the edited one, but I did get the quote from the original version. So I'm going to read two quotes, and you're going to see how different they are.
Please.
So from the original version, it says, quote, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 novel COV are currently available. Now, it's not the full quote, but that's the key point I want you to pay attention from. That's from page 39 of the original version. Now, if you go to the edited version, which is on page 40, it says the following. Mm-hmm. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 novel COV, and this is the key point here, were available for CDC use at the time the test was developed and this study conducted. And then that was the key point that I wanted everybody to get. So you can see they had to do damage control because apparently the first quote went viral and people were catching on to the fact that, wait, they never isolated the virus. So if they didn't isolate the virus, COVID-19 doesn't exist.
What the hell?
Hence, Delta variant doesn't exist either. So they had to do damage control, and hence the quote from the edited version of this document. So my point,
they have to have something that's more dangerous than just a common flu to scare the crap out of people. All right.
Well,
so what you're saying can be true to a point, but there has to be something that loosens society to validate some of it, you know, to give a little bit of a fear, you know.
I'll tell you what it is, though. Yeah, of course, Jeremy, of course. And I'll tell you, there is a bioweapon out there, and it is from our government and other players and private corporations alike, Big Pharma, and it's called the shot. The COVID shot itself is a bioweapon.
Yes, that's true.
Literally. And it's admitted
by our government. And that's your Delta variant, too.
That's your Delta variant. That's everything that they talk about. They're liars and murderers. You know, we can't expect a spiritually sick person to act spiritually well. It's just not going to happen. It's a false expectation. So, I mean, I don't fault them for behaving the way they're behaving, but I'm still not going to then stay their execution for it, if that makes sense.
All right.
Like, they're responsible, you know, but I know why they're doing it.
Well, I
but
mean,
to answer your question, though, Jeremy, it's the air, it's the food we're eating, it's the way that we're behaving and living our lives, we don't exercise, we don't eat the right things. Food is medicine, people. So if you're not eating the right things, you're either killing yourself or you're thriving and surviving. You should not be getting ill from your diet. If you are, you're poisoning yourself. Think about it rationally and stop looking at television. You know, and I'm not talking to you, Jeremy. I'm talking to everyone in the world. It's just become so dystopian. And it's like the dystopian movies and TV shows of the past are literally in your front yard today. It's right,
right
there in the world. It's so
bizarre.
It's almost
like they use those scripts as a pattern.
I want to interject. And with Jeremy, like, I understand what you're saying because I believed in the bioweapon because I came to two conclusions when this first started. It's either a bioweapon or it's a hoax, but it has to be one or the other. And I was kind of toggling between one and the other, so I'm trying to analyze it as best as possible. But then this goes into the next thing, because remember, in that FOIA request, they talked about a certain diagnostic test, one of them being a molecular test. What is a molecular? What is one of the molecular tests they use? The reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction test, also known as the RT-PCR test. Now, the way they do that is that, by the way, before I even get into that, Terry Mullis, the guy who invented this test, said that if you do a PCR cycle above 35, which, by the way, all PCR tests worldwide use above 35 cycles, then it's meaningless. And he said it can't determine whether you're sick. And even the CDC, and I believe the World Health Organization even admitted to this, yet we're still using these tests as if was never made public knowledge. So, like I said, it goes back to the fact that, for the most part, they know that a good number of us know that this is all crap, but they're all in. So by them being all in, they're going to keep pushing it. And for the most people, for the people that are really uninformed normies, and I don't mean that as an insulting term, I mean that as truth, they're not going to pay much attention to it. Like, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't do the research that we do, that actually took the time to look into this deeply and try to get the truth as close as we can come to it. So these PCR tests, they administer pretty much 100% false positives, which are above 35 cycles. And if you look at actually, and it's in that documentary that we were talking about from St. Murid, they did a comparison of all the PCR tests that's used, and all of them are above 35 cycles. One was 40 cycles, one was 50 cycles, two of them were 45 cycles. So all of them, all of these tests that's being used to test for so-called COVID-19 are all false, because it doesn't test whether you're sick or not. It just tests for genetic material, and that's it.
Correct.
But they continue to use it to sell to the people who may not have all the information that this is a real pandemic, and keep people in fear, and keep them running to Pfizer to get injected with an experimental mRNA genetic modification, which they claim to FDA. Again, if you're just tuning in, I told Chris and all the listeners that this thing is not FDA approved. All they did was just extend the emergency use authorization. So, on top of that, you can't FDA approve something that's still in clinical trials for the next 2 years. It doesn't work.
Yep.
So the media, if you want to, basically you come to the conclusion, and some people may ask, so the media is just straight out lying to us? And my answer to that would be, it's not the first time. It's just a little bit more clearer now.
The PCR test, they're able to cycle those out. I've heard that before, you know, cycle them up higher so anything that they put before could show up positive if they wanted to. So what about the rapid test that everybody's trying to use, little 15-minute test? What is the science behind that, and what are they detecting? If this COVID thing is not as what we're thinking it is, what are they actually detecting on those 15-minute tests?
Okay, so
anybody know that
answer? Great question.
No, I was going to say the rapid test. I'm not really familiar with, but I mean, Chris, if you have some insight on that, I'm actually willing to listen, because I actually look more into the PCR test, because those are the one tests that I know that they continue to use. Mm-hmm. So the rapid testing, I'm not 100% sure, and because of that, I won't elaborate on that. But Chris, if you got anything for that,
I have just my own, my own comments to it. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I am just a guy with a laptop and some time on my hands, you know, when I want to apply myself. I mean, I shouldn't say, I wish I had more time on my hands. There's not enough time in the day, but I choose to use my time more wisely than most, I should say. But with that said, think of it rationally, okay? The PCR test, which is the standard long form test, doesn't work. It's admitted by its literal creator that it doesn't work. And may he rest in peace. He's dead now, okay? But he admitted it before he died. So that doesn't work. Why would the rapid test work? And number two, if you go back to the American Medical Association Medical Journal from 1989, published by all the people who, and it's all peer-reviewed, you know, all the accolades and all the certificates, everything you would want, all the hoopla that they call for before they even listen to you, right? It's in that. And what it says next to coronavirus, with a big column of other, you know, illnesses and diseases, is that it is what? The common cold. And that's why I got kicked off the air from that other show, is because I said the truth that just was not tolerable. Because if that is the case, and he came to that conclusion, the common cold doesn't kill. if that's really the truth, right, which it is, what is really going on, people? And it is, like I said, conditions are that bad, and people were that scared by their media, their doctors, and everyone else, because of Event 201, a war game simulation that was concocted and thrown upon the public, as admitted by all these actors and players making money off of it, watching you die. I mean, come on. You know, they've done this. They prepped everything to then accommodate for this exercise. And they said it. Go back to Event 201, which was hosted back in 2019, October 18th to be exact, in New York City by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the John Hopkins Society there and all of the other players, media as well. And this is before COVID, guys. And they said everything that happens and is happening right now is going to happen. And here's what we need to do. It's unreal. So they knew, right?
And basically, they had the blueprint, and they were telling everybody about this blueprint. Remember, if you go back 2 years before Event 201, Fauci said, 10 days before Trump became president, that there's going to be a surprise outbreak. Anybody remember that? So, like, I mean, the guy's not a prophet. The guy doesn't even seem relatively smart to me. But he's an insider, so he knew what was going on, so to speak. So, like, I agree with you, Chris. Like, if the PCR test is fake, it's the logical conclusion, at least from a speculative perspective, is to say that the other tests are false as well. So I can't say I disagree with you there.
A first-hand knowledge of a friend of mine that at work tested positive with one of the instant kits, went home, got really sick with COVID. And then try to come back to work and had pneumonia, like that COVID pneumonia they talk about. So this is a case where it actually did test positive, and she actually got sick and got so sick she couldn't return to work after her 2 weeks. And she was like, at work, she was like a fish gulping for air. You know, it was horrible looking at her.
Okay.
Being that she was always doing real energetic.
And she's
an idea, if I may. An idea, would be, Jeremy, that maybe, and I could be wrong, that, the test is going to say that she's positive, because most all of the tests say that everyone's positive. It's testing for genetic material. Number two, that, she's probably has other, you know, predisposed conditions and ailments in her life, right? And she also got scared shitless, excuse my French, by her doctor and everything around her and the whole hoopla of it all. This is incredibly unbelievable. You know, it's fantastical what's happening. And she literally, you know, mind over matter, you make yourself what you believe you're going to be if you're not taking care of yourself, and if you're actually playing into the idea and believe it so much that you actually conceded to the outcome. You know, there's Munchausen syndrome. There's a whole bunch of things if you want to go into the history of, you know, mental illness and what's associated with it. But this has been game theoried out, it's been exercised, and they admit it. They tell you they're doing it. It's I don't know how else to put it. And they admit they never isolated any virus. So I don't
That's
know.
True.
What
like
more
I said,
to say.
I don't think they're not gonna publish any something with a top secret clearance. They're not gonna publish any kind of
But it's not top secret
genetic
and they
code.
Did publish it. They admitted it wasn't isolated.
Oh, okay.
They said
I think what the general public wants to know now, or maybe not the general public, but the people like us that are clued into what's really going on, is what do we do next? You know, that's the next thing. We're all caught up in this thing. Do we sit back and let the Lord take care of it, or are we supposed to do something? You know, I'm sure you've wrestled with this yourself, you know?
Well, if I may, number one, I don't think at this point, I don't think we should just sit back. But I did offer a suggestion at the beginning of the show that people of like mind should come together, and this is why I said at the beginning of the show, if you're in the South Carolina,
yeah, I remember hearing that.
If you can get to the South Carolina, and I'll put it out there again just in case someone's tuning in for the first time. If you're in the South Carolina area and you want to link up on the grounds of trying to come up with solutions, whether that's building a community to counteract this. You can email me at MikeyTheMillennial@protonmail.com. And we can discuss ideas. We can trade ideas. You can tell me what you can bring to the table. I can tell you what I bring to the table. And because I think that's really going to be important. Because we know that, it would be irrational just to try to, with the resources we have compared to the machine that is the beast, to try to just take it down that way, especially by violent means. That's irrational. But there are ways to just, isolate yourself, and no pun intended there, but isolate yourself from the beast and just like I said, ignore them. Like I told Chris, they don't care about us, so don't care about them. And then only when it comes to using self-defensive measures do we go that route. Otherwise, if we can thrive by just separating ourselves and building our own communities, they're called parallel communities, like how the president of Czechoslovakia did in the Soviet Union. If we can form enough of those, the beast could kind of wither and die on its own. But the problem is to get people to see the vision of that. And I think people have just been indoctrinated that thinking there's no way to do things but within the beast system. So if you're trying to get someone out of that thinking, you have a challenge. It can be done, but it takes a lot of knowledge and it takes a paradigm shift in thinking. And we may not even have time for that, so you got to meet up with like minds who already are on that path.
And I do have to move on, Jeremy. I've kept you on a long time. I've enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, thank
I have
you.
Other callers. I appreciate it so much. And we are going to skip the last break, thanks to the producer. And I'm going to take the next caller and jump off here onto Dolph from Utah. Thank you for holding.
Hey, I want to say that flu is not a virus. Flu is a respiratory infection, fever, right? And coronaviruses have always been 7 to 15 flu, and the next is actually virus, which no one has mentioned it to Robert Malone. He said that there's no which is what no. And then you've got adenovirus, parainfluenza. There's a whole bunch of viruses. There's 10 that make up over 5% of the flu. Okay, so what we have is a hoax. Mm-hmm. They've got a fake test to blame all illness on coronavirus. And SARS-CoV-2 is just a hypothetical variation of a beta coronavirus, which is, again, the common cold, which you guys have been talking about.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
So, I'm sorry, by the way, half of your conversation was breaking up, so I just caught that last time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not
I think
your
he
fault,
said the virus was not the flu. Or I'm sorry, that it was, the virus is a flu, essentially, and it's not contagion.
Right. Wolfgang Wodarg from Germany has a new video out, that's really good, just only a couple weeks old. And coronavirus is a subset of the flu, and they're just blaming everything on coronavirus now. And SARS-CoV-2 is a hypothetical variation. It's called a consensus virus. And if you want to talk about the isolation methods, I can talk about them. Andrew Kaufman has a lot of good videos. He's been going down that path. I mean, do you have any questions about PCR testing or anything?
Just if you have any knowledge on the rapid test, I would love to
That I'd like to know about. Do you know anything about the rapid test?
No, I only studied the molecular test. I'm not sure what rapid refers to.
Rapid must be the diagnostic test, then. I mean, that's just a guess there. I mean, like, go ahead.
It supposedly yields results in, like, 15 minutes.
They're using mostly a PCR test, and, you know, it has 2 to 3% positives whether you stick it in a can of Coke or dirt, you know? It'll signal positive if old, you know, at a low cycle, and then over, as you were saying, you know, over 30 cycles, it's just random RNA pieces triggering the signal, and it's a trick. Everything on one virus doesn't test for any other viruses.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Exactly. I'm going to let you go, Dolph. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to jump over to Mitchell in Memphis, try to get these callers. Thank you for holding. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tom, Utah.
It's all Blovia. Hey. That's all I can tell you. It's all Blovia. I just now got another report of a friend whose son-in-law is being drugged off to the hospital to put on a ventilator. And I just think, everything.
Well, is there any way you can tell them don't put him on the ventilator, or is it just?
I did everything I could to convince her to not allow that to happen. She's going to try. I said, put him on high flow oxygen, and that's it.
You got to try to get him off that vent. Well, not you specifically, but tell her just try everything under the sun to make sure they don't put them on a ventilator.
With the ventilator,
because
you're
that's
drowned.
What Right, that's what Tom knows. A lot of the people in New York. They killed a lot of the elderly in New York. Thanks, Governor Cuomo, by the way, for that one. But tell them do everything in your power, everything.
Everything. But you can't. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make a drink, but you can't even lead a jackass. The public education has turned everybody into jackasses. Anyway, it looks like the clock is at you right now. But by the way, everybody, I've lost your phone number, so give me a call. Go to gassingamerica.com and call me with the phone number.
Sure, and I'll give you my number's been out there for a long time. It's 732-948-3140, but I'll reach out to you. Gassingamerica.com, folks. Dr. Tom, Utah.
America.com.
I'm blind.
God bless you guys. Thank you, Tom.
Anything down. Okay, bye.
Exactly. He's blind. Keep that in mind, guys. Thanks again, Mikey. That's it.
Thank you very much. MillennialMikey.net, guys.
God bless you. Don't take the shot.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening.